Town. Luc Dufour has penned three resolutions related to housing, all to be presented at next week's City Council meeting. The meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 4:30 p.m. Monday. The following are the full texts of his resolutions. Housing Affordability Mover Councillor L. Dufour Seconder Councillor D. Hilsinger. Whereas the background data for the new official plan of Sault Ste. Marie states that even under provincial affordability thresholds, 30-40% of people in Sault Ste. Marie cannot afford average rent or cost of home ownership, and whereas building housing that is affordable to this cohort of citizens, according to modern building code, is not possible for the private sector to build without significant grants or subsidies, and whereas the provincial land transfer tax is a tax levied on the total purchase price of a property in Ontario, whose real estate markets have increased 30-40% over the past 2 years, with presumable land transfer tax revenues growing commensurately, now therefore be it resolved that Mayor Provenzano write a letter to Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Steve Clark outlining council support for a provincial co-investment fund that will partner with District of Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board's housing providers and developers to provide direct grants to build housing that is affordable for low-income citizens. Further, that such fund, in recognition of the growth challenges in the north, have a northern portion of the fund that is greater than the sum of land transfer tax generated here. Housing Supply Mover Councillor L. Dufour Seconder Councillor P. Christian. Whereas the city of Sault Ste. Marie, like many other northern municipalities, struggles to maintain assessment growth rates commensurate with the cost of providing municipal services, and whereas the draft official plan for Sault Ste. Marie 2022 highlights the need for an increase in housing supply, and whereas in Phil, purpose-built rental and densification developments provide an increase in housing supply without requiring extensions, increases in municipal services, and whereas the provincial government has recently published the report of the Housing Affordability Task Force, which recommends, among other things, as of right, zoning by laws that would, subject to maximum lot coverage, height and parking minimums, allow up to 4 units to occupy property that currently has single-family residential zoning. Now therefore be it resolved that staff be requested to report on the potential benefits and costs of Sault Ste. Marie adopting as-of-right zoning in its new official plan. Indigenous-specific housing mover Councillor L. Dufour Seconder Councillor D. Hilsinger. Whereas the Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board, DSSMSSAB, has made substantial investments in our homelessness prevention, shelter system and transition housing over the last 2 years, and whereas the reactive costs of chronic homelessness, poor mental health and the opioid epidemic continue to be borne by our neighborhoods, community members, and property tax base, and whereas Indigenous people represent a disproportionately high percentage of people experiencing homelessness as evidenced by the most recent point-in-time count coordinated by the DSSMSSAB and community partners, 65% of the homeless population in Sault Ste. Marie identify as Indigenous, and whereas the Indian Friendship Centre in Sault Ste. Marie and Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services have developed a proposal for an Indigenous supportive housing initiative, and whereas the DSSMSSAB has been meeting with the Indian Friendship Centre and Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services on its proposal and on the potential of the parties working jointly on a supportive housing initiative that serves and supports our Indigenous homeless population, and whereas the City of Sault Ste. Marie supports, in principle, for Indigenous, by Indigenous, as the best model for Indigenous-specific supportive housing within the City of Sault Ste. Marie whereby the Indigenous community has the appropriate knowledge and access to cultural supports to help successfully navigate Indigenous people on their journey to long-term tenancies. Now therefore be it resolved that Sault Ste. Marie City Council express support in principle of the initiatives and efforts of the Indian Friendship Centre in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services and the DSSMSSAB working in partnership to develop supportive Indigenous-specific housing in our community. Further be it resolved that Sault Ste. Marie City Council also expresses support in principle for the use of municipal dollars through the DSSMSSAB to proactively invest in establishing housing with the necessary supports for the chronically homeless members of the Sault Ste. Marie Homeless Community in conjunction with the supportive efforts of Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services and the Indian Friendship Centre in Sault Ste. Marie, and that Mayor Provenzano be directed to call upon our provincial and federal governments to provide annualized funding for the establishment and operation of supportive housing for all members of our community.